overall trends that we found were that Black and other minority majority neighborhoods were being disproportionately affected by gun violence in just Champaign. And this was corroborated in part by the city's Community Gun Violence Reduction Blueprint, which is a multi-million dollar annual plan in order to curb gun violence.
Is there a correlation between high gun violence and lack of resources?
Can't necessarily speak to a specific neighborhood. What the city did was take a much more focused approach. They divided the city into different sections and overlaid six different factors that impact gun violence and overlaid them. And so when we overlay them, then we can see which neighborhoods are the most impacted. And those would be the ones with the least median household income, are a majority minority neighborhood, and all these other risk factors.
You mentioned some of the personal stories that was reflected in some of the reporting. Any of those stick out to you?
I guess if I were to mention one, I would bring up Jonathan McPherson, who was a 17-year-old student at Centennial High School. He was the second story we featured of all the victims. And, you know, to this day, his perpetrator has not been caught. They don't know who it is. Jonathan McPherson was sitting outside Centennial on September 30th, 2021, around 5:30 p.m. He's on West Kirby Avenue with another individual when a masked group approaches. And that also raised some difficulties because they were masked and harder to identify, especially for the other individual who was there and a witness.
There are a lot of people who may be listening to this and saying, you know, I don't live in one of the neighborhoods that saw a lot of violence in Champaign, or I'm not in a particular demographic that was disproportionately affected. Why should they care about this article and this research?
So the gun violence research that CU Citizen Access is making, we want to have it be a public information resource in part and also be informative. And I think even if you're not part of this demographic that's being majority affected, the truth is everybody is being affected regardless of their race or where they live. The city and CU Citizen Access, independently of the city, had produced maps depicting where shootings have accumulated over time. And over time, in about the same period we're looking at, 2016, instead of going back to 2015 to present, shootings have begun to sort of spread westward and also into neighborhoods that hadn't really experienced as much gun violence, if at all, within the past 5 or 10 years since the last incident. Since it's happening in a lot more neighborhoods, it can happen, and it's good to be prepared and know the nature of the violence that happens and how quick it can happen so you can stay aware and stay safe.